KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
We appreciate you joining us this afternoon. This is Jim Williams with you on ABQ Connect. One of my favorite things to talk about is Christmas joy. Christmas comes early this year, as Christmas Joy is going to be the 15th of November. So that's this Saturday. Two shows, 2 o'clock p.m. and 6:30 p.m. And today I've got Lindsay Warner. She is an artistic director with the organization and also runs the Magnify Dance Studio. And Allie Carroll, who is one of their dancers, a senior in high school?
Yes, that's correct.
And dancing in the production for a long time. And a really neat thing that you said on the way in is that your mom used to dance in Christmas Joy.
Yeah, she did.
So tell me right out of the gate, and I'll ask Lindsay first, just because Allie's a rookie. She's not a rookie dancer, but she's a rookie radio person. So we'll take some pressure off her. What does Christmas Joy mean to you, Lindsay?
Yeah, Christmas Joy, man, it's got such a rich history. For those that don't know, we're in our 41st year of production of the show. So last year we celebrated 40 years of, performing here in the Albuquerque community, which is a really amazing milestone. And now we're entering into the next 40 years. There's just a really rich history and legacy that we get to be a part of every time that we participate in the show.
And the show structured so that you're talking about the birth of Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have different numbers that kind of illustrate that, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the heart behind the show, is we want to just share a production that really highlights that message of Christmas and Emmanuel coming to be with us. So the whole message of the show.
So Allie, you were either 7 or 8 when you started.
Yeah.
Has it been an encouragement to your faith to dance in the show?
It really has. I think for me, it's very worshipful. And I think that is like a second language for me that I think everyone can understand with dance. And I think there are different ways to worship, but I think dancing and dancing for the audience and for myself and for God, I think is a very worshipful thing for me. And it's just been very inspiring for all these years to be able to say that I have worshiped through dance and through God.
Allie, I don't want this to be a hard question, but I've asked Lindsay this before, and Lindsay's now kind of driving this a little bit. And I try to tell people, look, I don't care if you're 8 years old or 18, the professionalism and the polish and the beauty that this show has, you get pushed when you're 8 years old. This is not a participation trophy. This is striving for excellence. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. And I think when you get older, there is kind of this expectation that as you're getting older and as you get more mature, your dancing starts to become more mature. And I think it's kind of a beautiful thing with Lindsay and with Lord and with all the other faculty, that they expect us to do well, but they also already see that in us. And so it's more of an encouragement for us to do well.
Yeah. And it's everything. I mean, okay, so I've had two of my daughters dance. One of only danced 1 year. I have three daughters. One of them didn't do the dance thing. She was volleyball player only. but my oldest daughter, she danced about 8 years. And I remember from the time she was very, very young, she loved all the energy of it. You have a crazy bunch of parents that are doing all kinds of stuff backstage. And I was so impressed with the moms. Mm-hmm. Some of those moms can do every hairdo known to humankind in 5 seconds and change the costume of a dancer and get you back out of the floor. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. No, I mean, our parents are, you know, this show wouldn't happen without them. They do every piece of it from, like you just said, the quick changes, the costume changes, the hair changes, to handling props, being part of our backstage crew, to just, you know, manning the dressing rooms, being in there with the dancers, helping them to kind of keep track of the show, know when they need to get changed, running all of our wardrobe, our costuming. It takes a village, truly. So our parents are amazing.
Somebody who's not seen the show, I mean, it's one thing to go because you know some of the dancers. That's extra special. Your own children or your friend's children or whatever. Or grown-up children. Allie's mom danced in this production. Yeah. It's been going on a long time. And Lindsay, you've danced for 15 years in addition to being the artistic director. Tell us about Magnify Dance Ensemble. That is a nonprofit 501c3. You really consider this to be a ministry.
Yes. Yeah, we really do. The ensemble itself, like you said, is a nonprofit. And so, you know, we're not doing this for business. We're doing this because we believe in the mission and we want to see dance used, just like Ali said, as worship, as ministry, to really share and further the gospel here in the city of Albuquerque.
And if somebody's listening now and they should want to support financially or maybe volunteer, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can go online to our website, magnifydancecenter.com, and follow the links to our page for Ensemble and find more information there. Or you can just give us a call at the studio.
Okay. And is that 505-724-4771?
That is the number for the box office.
Oh, that's
actually
the box office. Yes. Okay. So let's talk about how you get tickets.
Yes.
The show is this weekend, Saturday the 15th, 2 o'clock p.m. and 6:30. Two shows. The shows are just amazing. I can't even emphasize, if you are a no culture former jock that's never been to the symphony or to the ballet, you're going to get a lot of culture if you go to this. And your faith is going to get encouraged. It's beautiful. It is really beautiful. You can go to the Hispanic Cultural Center box office, the National Hispanic Cultural Center. That's NHCCNM.org, or you can call them at 505-724-4771 to reserve your seats.
Yes.
Again, the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and they've provided this venue for a long time, and that's a very beautiful place too.
It's gorgeous. We love partnering with them. We've been there for over 20 years. They've been our main home for Magnify Dance Center and Ensemble. So yeah, we feel really blessed to get to dance there.
Yeah, I think it's an extra special place for everybody. Very comfortable, lots of parking. All of that is really fun. How much influence do you think the production, Ali, has on families and their faith?
I think a lot. And I think, you know, there's a few stories that my mom has told me about some of her friends coming in and realizing that, like, after seeing Christmas Joy or even Hell of Winds, that like it's changed their faith and that God spoke through them through dance, that like he loves them and all of that. And so I think it really is, anyone can come in and we don't know how anyone is feeling coming into the audience and it can change someone's life with faith and with God. And I think it's a beautiful thing to just know that someone can come in and, you know, and they can reconnect with God.
So you finish a show, both of you, and you come off and people give you flowers and you're kind of standing around. I've seen, particularly young girls, I have seen some boys do this, but I've seen 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds walk up to you all like you are superheroes. And they're like, they just want to talk to you and they just want to reach out to you and they want you to say hi to them. And you are so gracious to do that with all of them. I think that's amazing. Do a lot of those young people then prompt their parents, I really want to dance ballet?
Yeah, I do think that coming to see the show is a catalyst for a lot of children, that they see what could be on the stage and they, go to mom and dad and say, I want to dance. I mean, that was my story, was going to see a production and then shortly after that telling my mom, I want to do that. And so I got in classes and I was in Christmas Joy a couple years later. So I think that getting to see it really does, catalyze that.
I think especially with the studio too, because we often it's just our studio, but I think a lot of when we do like our performance week, and so all of us dance in front of each other. And I think having the younger kids come in and see the older dancers, I think can be very inspiring. And then when we mention that, I think that is just another way for the parents to be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I scared parents that have really young children because I'm talking about how much you push them and how much excellence you require? You're a mom, Lindsay.
Yes.
So are you afraid of that, or is that I mean, I think it's an encouragement. When you have high expectations and the kids work and work and work and they exceed your expectations, yeah. To me, that's amazing.
I think so. I don't think that that's a turnoff at all. I think that, you know, the discipline, the excellence, the dedication that we require, that really the art form of ballet requires, that's part of the beauty of it. I wouldn't want that to be a deterrent for anybody of, you know, not wanting to participate because of those things. But I really think that what we try to cultivate and instill is, just that those qualities can serve you for your whole life. Like we say a lot of times that it's so much more than dance. So yes, we're training dancers, we're training dance technique, but above that, we want to be training people, in these qualities of just excellence and commitment and dedication and discipline and just things that will serve you for your whole life.
Share with us the Christmas Joy story, how it came about and what it's changed into.
Yes. So Christmas Joy was started by Miss Karen Alwyn, who founded Alwyn School of the Dance and the Performers Ballet and Jazz Company back in, I want to say, 1980. And then Christmas Joy was started just a few years after that. So like I said, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. So Miss Karen was the one that began the production. Mm-hmm. And then it was passed on to a few other artistic directors, Wendy Miner, Andrea Basil, and then myself and Lauren Maddock took over about, I think this 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. something like that. And all of us were trained by Miss Karen. So it really is a cool legacy of, just the art form and the show kind of being passed down from her over the years.
Allie, what are you dancing this year?
A lot. I'm in seven pieces.
So you're going to be running around like a chicken, yes, with your head cut, yes, off, yes, backstage, yes, between, oh, yeah, numbers.
I wouldn't want it any other way, though. That's the best kind. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it hard? I know you've done it so many times that you probably don't even have to think about the movements, but is it so part of you that it's just automatic?
Yeah, I think there definitely are a few dances where I think I can get more physically exhausted, but it stays in your body, that movement. And when you actually get onto the stage, when we do our warm-ups, it hits you and you're like, oh my gosh, people are going to be here. And so now I'm just mentally preparing myself for that. And I think that movement and, yeah, just that dancing, it comes so naturally whenever we get on the stage.
I love it. Lindsay, what are you dancing this year?
This year I am dancing in three numbers, which I'm really excited about. So two of them are alongside, mm-hmm, Allie, which, yeah, is very fun. So we're both dancing in a piece called Is He Worthy, which is a piece, a worship piece that I choreographed, yeah, a couple of years ago. So it's kind of fun. I got to choreograph it and then now get to dance, yeah, in it alongside friends and our students. And that's been really fun. And then we're also in a piece called Holy Night, yep, Night, which is, I think, a crowd favorite. It's, yeah, a really big, like, finale. Mm-hmm. Type piece. And then I also am dancing a duet alongside Carolina Valverde, who is playing Mary, which is still her little child, which is one of my personal favorites. So lots of fun dancing.
Yeah,
I love that. So one more time, Christmas Joy is this weekend, November 15th,
yes,
2 o'clock p.m. and 6:30. You can buy tickets by going to the National Hispanic Cultural Center box office. That is nhccnm.org, or you can call 505-724-4771. Magnify Dance Ensemble is a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. Magnify Dance Center is kind of the home of most of the dancers, and lots of things for young people to do. It's an amazing, amazing presentation. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Ladies, I've got to say bye. I got to say thank you for being here, and we hope that you sell out the shows. And
yeah,
it's, yes, really extra, extra special thing. Yeah. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're going to be back with Ray Mondragon, and we're going to be talking with David Halevi. He is in Israel, so he's going to be on the phone with us, and our good friend Ray Mondragon will be with us. We're going to be talking about all the events in Israel and a little bit of creation science with our friend Ray Mondragon. We'll be right back after these messages.